How good are the Swans going? Sixth on the ladder and pushing for a top four finish. And joining us now is their midfielder, James Rowbottom. How are you, James?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. So you trailed early. What do you need to fix? Or what did you fix, sorry, to produce that fourth straight win? That's what I was getting at. So after trailing early, yeah, you really turned it around. What did you fix to get that result against Fremantle?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a trend. We did the same thing against AWS. We're down by 40 points something in the first quarter last week, and then we're down early again, but same sort of situation. So to fix up our pressure and take more control of the football and just get it back on our terms. And once we did that, we got back to the brand of footy that we know and play really well.
James, we were just talking in here about Buddy Franklin and how close he is to kicking those goals. And I know he suspended for a week, but what's it been like playing alongside him and having him, you know, not just in the team, but in great form?
Yeah, obviously it's been amazing to have him. I only played two games with him, yeah. I think, across my first season a bit. And then to play a lot of footy with him this year has been just incredible. Everyone knows how much of a superstar he is, and to see him in really good form after having a pretty extended time off with injury, it's been amazing.
Well, another player who's starting to emerge as a superstar of the competition is Isaac Heaney. I mean, his performances have been outstanding, and what about his effort on the weekend, and in particular that mark?
Yeah, he's a bit of a freak. He can do everything on the field. He's one of those blokes that have just got everything. And I think his footy's just taken another step, and he's moving up and down the ground a bit more and getting involved, which is really important to us because everyone knows how skillful and important he is to the Swans lineup.
You're coming into the crucial part of the season just a few weeks before finals and looking to push for top four, and there you are in a hub away from home. Mentally, how fatigued, and even physically, how fatigued are you, and what gives you the confidence that you can play your best footy, both yourself individually and as a team, at the most important time of the season?
I think we've all done it all before. We did it last year, and we finished the back end of the year off pretty well last year, which gave us a bit of confidence going into the start of this year. And then everyone's just really in a good mindset at the moment, playing well, and everyone's trying to stay as positive as possible. Most of the boys' families and partners have got a week and a bit to go in their quarantine up here as well until they all join us. So that's a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel for the boys and families and kids as well. So, but we're just, as I said, playing good footy and going about business as usual.
What about a lot of commentators are really loving the way that the Swans are going about it and talking about, a different sort of style that the Swans are playing this season? What is it about the Swans that's different this year compared to the last couple?
I think just willingness to take the game on it. At times, Dylan Pike's been a massive inclusion into our coaching lineup this year, and really helps just kind of shift the game plan. Not so much defensive side of things, but really offensive side. We've really tightened, just doubled down on our defensive side of things, and then expanded our sort of ball movement in a more attacking manner.
How are those three players in isolation going? Are you sending them your sympathies?
yeah, they're going all right. They're pretty soon. I think maybe today they might be. But they were 2 weeks out there, so it's been okay. They've been together, which has been good for them, and I'm sure us playing well has helped them. It's something to watch as well.
Well, James, appreciate your time this morning. Good luck against the Bombers this week.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.